You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
You want the news? You're gonna get the news. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Thank you all for tuning in. You see, I get the real, you know, weird headlines, like this whole tilapia headline. This is very exciting in medical radio news. You guys heard about this headline where eating tilapia is worse than eating bacon? Oh my gosh, the social Twitter and Facebook and social networks are all abuzz with this whole exciting health story on tilapia. So I guess we'll be talking about tilapia today. You know, people wonder why the ratings of my radio show are so low. This is why. This is my headline, the tilapia. Okay? You guys got to give me something juicier than this, please. Okay? This is an interesting headline, guys. This is kind of an interesting headline. Study can lower liver cancer. That's kind of exciting. If you, let's say, have Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's may actually protect you from cancer. That's kind of interesting. Okay, there's an inverse association between cancer and Alzheimer's. Not that we want everybody to get Alzheimer's, but you know. Okay, so as you can see, we got some real exciting, juicy, spicy headlines here. Okay, but if you want to make it spicier, you gotta call in. I like spicy tilapia. It's probably one of the only fish I could tolerate on my plate. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also email us. Our website is drdahlia.com. I did a couple little things to the website. I think it looks kind of pretty now. I put a little cool thing, so please check out my website. It's looking kind of cool. At drdahlia.com. But that's, of course, where you guys are going to send me questions. So anytime there's a question you want me to read on the air, if you don't want me to read it on the air, let me know. I will assume that anything gets to be read on the air. This is an interesting email. This is from Elad. Doctor, this may seem like a trivial question, but my wife of 8 years seems to have a confidence problem. I wouldn't mind, but it means I must on a daily, sometimes 4 times a day, basis, he probably meant, reassure her that I love her, that I won't cheat on her, that she's beautiful. It's exhausting. What is wrong with her? What's wrong with her? Okay, if she sees you writing this to me and you think something's wrong with her, okay, she's gonna probably have more of an inferiority complex. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, we women, and I know I can't speak for all women, but I think I can speak for the majority of women, okay? We never think we're good enough. Ever. And the reason why we don't think we're good enough for our husbands, right? It's because of our mother-in-laws, right? They make us feel like we're not good enough, right? There's a look. Oh, I already have the look all planned to give my future daughter-in-law. I already have the look all planned. You know, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to pay for dinner, which I'm going to be grumpy about, but hopefully I'll have a coupon from Retail Me Not or something. And, but I'm going to kind of give her a look like, you know, she is mediocre enough, you know, to possibly satisfy the requirements of applying to be my son's wife, but nobody is better for him than his mama. So I already, and it's a look. It's a look that we women master. Nobody likes to admit it, but it's a look. Now, I really want to be nice to my daughter-in-law, but the truth of the matter is my mama bear instinct is going to kick in, and I'm going to give her this look. So the reason why your wife is feeling this way, it's because of your mother. So get your mother out of the marriage as much as possible. Okay, so that's one thing. Always blame the mother-in-law. Okay, number two, we women just never, ever feel like we are beautiful enough, etc., because you are being bombarded by all sorts of Angelina Jolies and Kim Kardashians and Victoria's Secrets and all this other stuff that, of course, we stand there while you're watching TV going, oh my gosh, he's going to leave. And we women are nesters. We need to make sure that the nest is going to stay as a whole. I am always worried my husband's going to flee. Always. Now, what about us women and men? making sure men have self-confidence and all that. Well, you know, if you are shrewd, okay, then you will always leave him wanting more and questioning, okay? Because the one thing we ladies know with guys is once guys feel overly confident, all right, they could later. Now, I know a lot of you women are probably upset that I'm telling the secret. But look, I got to be honest because I have a lot of men as my audience. I got to be honest here. I'm not going to lie. Okay? If a woman lets her man think that he or her partner thinks that they are the shiznit, right, that they are the best of the best, it later puts them into a very precarious position when they start to have hemorrhoids and droopy breasts and love handles. So we have to, and we don't do this on purpose. It just happens subconsciously, feel like our men need us. Now, I do that on a daily basis. I make my husband think that he can't even breathe without my being there telling him what to do. When I get done with him every morning, right, he thinks that if he ever... Oh, my poor husband. Oh, my gosh. What I did to that poor boy. Now, he tries to call his mama. And he tries to call his mama. But you know, he just kind of exhaustively goes, you know what? I'm not going to be able to even stand on my 2 feet without Dahlia being around. So I guess there's no way I could ever dump her. And that's what I do, okay? Because I need to protect the nest. Now, what do you do if you're around somebody, and I know we're coming up on break, but what do you do if you're around somebody that's just always needy and not so much needy in terms of needing money and things like that? Trust me. You know, whenever you're a doctor in the family, that always comes out. Everybody in there and their next-door neighbor comes to you. That's fine. That's fine. That's what we're here for. But when it comes to needing psychological stroking, don't go away. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And again, thank you all for donating to help kids fight blood cancer. We are trying to raise $100,000, and we are very slowly making what we need to make, but this money helps these kids and adults fight their blood cancer, copays, medical costs, research, etc. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, click Help Fight Blood Cancer, and donate, even if it's just $5. We're doing $5 for life. Okay, so really quickly here, you got somebody that's always needy, all right, in terms of, oh my gosh, am I pretty? Oh, do you love me? Oh, are you cheating on me? That's difficult. If I was a guy and I had to worry about my wife always thinking about that, you know, my, you know, that I was going to cheat on him, I mean, I would, how do you get stuff done? I mean, because that's frustrating. You need to, in a marriage, know, or in a partnership, that there's some sort of trust, okay? If you're with somebody who doesn't trust you, no matter how trustworthy you are, that is still going to extremely strain the marriage. Okay, and we've talked about how, you know, now that we have the advent of texts and cell phones, I mean, nobody is free from, you know, well, I could call my wife back or my husband back in a couple hours. Oh, hell no, you need to text like ASAP. And so I think cell phones have kind of made this worse because, you know, in the olden days, you would just have to wait till your husband or wife came home. Okay, and then you would get all your questions answered. Now you could be sitting there at work going, I need to know. All right, and you know, and because of the way we could text and do everything instantaneously, you end up nobody's waiting anymore. Nobody is patient anymore. So basically, our loved ones aren't really patient. Now, making sure she's convinced that you're not going to cheat. If she just can't get that out of her head, you guys have to go to a marriage counselor. You're going to need somebody from the outside, you know, helping her cognitively work through her insecurities. And you're going to have to go with her. I know a lot of you guys don't like to sit through marriage therapy. I get it. I get that. But, okay, you are going to need some sort of, I don't want to use the word advocate, but you need some sort of a third party. A lot of us need a third person in our marriage. Don't get excited. We're not talking about menage a trois, but we're talking about sometimes you need an outside source going, wait a second, guys. This isn't right here, okay? This is the way, you know, I would maybe consider you guys approach this, because one side, you know, always feels that it's supposed to be their way. The other side feels it's supposed to be their way. And it's kind of nice to know what the quote-unquote, I don't want to use the word norm is, but, you know, how other couples are approaching this. So get that third party. Get that third party involved, all right? And talk about, you know, look, I'm not going to cheat on her. I go to work. You know, what is a good way to keep her, I guess, confident, and to keep her, I guess, you know, and then now, usually the marriage therapist, if I was a marriage therapist, I would ask her and go, what is it about your husband's behavior that's making you feel insecure? You know, well, he doesn't come home any hour of the night, and he comes home at 6 a.m., takes a quick shower, smacks me on the butt, and then goes to work. Okay, well, no wonder she's, right? Okay, no wonder she's nervous, and she's thinking that you're cheating on her. But if she's like, well, I text him, and he doesn't text me back. You know, sometimes it takes him a whole 4.5 minutes to text me back. Okay, then we know that there's an issue. And then we have to approach, well, look, you know, here's the thing. You know, if he's in a meeting, you know, if you were in a meeting, what do you think would be an appropriate text time? Well, he's using that time to come up with the stories. He's using that time to get his pants back on. You know, that's tough. You got your hands full. You got to take her to a therapist. You have to. Okay? Now, also what has to be revealed is, did you ever cheat on her before? Okay? If you have ever cheated on your spouse or partner, you are already a branded, you already have a target on your back, okay? And some of you will never be able to regain that partner's trust. Because, again, once bitten, twice, once bitten, twice shy, or once shy, twice bitten, who knows? Okay, right, anaphylaxis, EpiPen. Exactly. And I'm not saying you deserve it, but what I'm saying is when you lost the trust, you lost it. But if you've done nothing wrong, then you got to get some therapy involved there. Her getting some cognitive therapy, you guys getting some marriage therapy, and you guys figuring out some way where you guys could do check-ins, okay? She's not going to be happy with predictable check-ins, because she's going to think, or he's going to think, you know, if it's, you know, husband and wife, or wife and husband, partner, shall we say, they're going to think that, no, now that you know the times to check in every 15 minutes on the hour. But there's going to be trust exercises that your marriage therapist is going to work on. Little exercises where you guys practice going a whole day not texting or calling each other for a whole hour. Now, do I have that little access with my husband? No, I work with him. So I know my husband isn't cheating because I work with him. I know where his car is, right? I know if his zipper's up. I work with him. All right? Now, sometimes he leaves the office. I know. He says he's picking up the kids, and it's like an hour before he needs to pick up the kids. Do I worry? No. Why don't I worry that my husband could be cheating on me? Because I told you, early morning, on a daily basis, I make him think that he can't even function, that his red blood cells won't even propagate through his arteries without me being in his life. So I think he's already scared enough, no big deal. And if not, I always bring up the Lord. So I'll come home and I'll read some passage from the Bible on somebody cheating on somebody and God killing them. Now, even though I may be misquoting the Bible, he hasn't read the Bible cover to cover, so he doesn't know that I'm misquoting the Bible. So I reinforce him regularly, so we're good. But what about your friends, or what about your sister or your brother? Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. Oh, I'm stupid. Oh, I can't get a job. Oh, I'm this. Here's the problem. with you being a family member or a loved one, trying to convince somebody that they have abilities or that they have, you know, they probably will only take only one out of 100 of your words. So then you need to approach it a little differently, okay? My brother knows I'm going to say the gosh darn same thing over and over and over again to him. So he already tunes me out. But you need to, although actually it was funny, his ex-wife was, from what he thought, starting to call everybody and talk poop about him, right? And so, you know, he goes, look, I'm worried because I think she may be calling you and talking stuff about him. And I go, wait a second, hold the phone here, okay? I'm your older sister, okay? If anybody knows how much of a blank you are, it's me. In fact, if she calls me up, the only thing she'll be able to do is change my opinion of you to be more favorable. But I already know how much of a blank you are. So there's really, and he's like, you know, good point. Okay, she could call you. That's fine. But when it comes to your siblings and your family members, sometimes you need to do something different. So, like, for example, let's say you have a sister that calls up going, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, my gosh, I'm so stupid. I can't get a job, whatever. You know, maybe mix it up a little bit. Maybe mix it up a little bit and go, all right, you know what? You can't get a job. None of us can. I mean, it's crappy. You can't get a job. You're really good at singing. Why don't you just then work on your hobby? No, we aren't doing a pity party right now. We're not doing a pity party. I don't want to talk about you not finding a job. You're right. It's impossible to find a job. You won't find a job. Why don't you look at that? Maybe you could, you know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you just have to get them engaged and to stop their tune out of you. Come up with something that is unpredictable. I talk to you guys about unpredictability all the time, like with your kids. Okay? You won't be able to get through to your kids. You won't be able to touch your kids unless you do something unpredictable. Okay? You know, like, all right, your kid is, did something that he wasn't supposed to. Okay? And, you're mad at him. All right? So he's thinking you're gonna yell at him. He's about to tune you out. Okay? Instead, let's go for a hike. Okay? And no, I'm not talking like a Sopranos hike. Like, you'll actually come back with the child. Okay? You'll come back with the child. But what I'm saying is go for a hike. Okay? Talk it out. He's not going to be expecting that. He's going to be, wait a second. We're talking? Yeah, we're going to go right, talk. I'm not mad at you. Tell me what's going on. See, my kids would be like, whoa, okay, I don't know what to do here. That's what you have to do. When they're kind of in a, huh, what, I don't know what to do here, boom. That's when you could parent. So going back to having a partner that is very, very needy like that, you know, now, on the flip side, I don't think we give enough love to our partners. When was the last time I told my husband I loved him? When did I actually say, Corey, I love you? I probably haven't done that in a while. Now, do I XOXOXO on a text? Yeah. And then a lot of times I think that's enough. That's not enough, people. Doing XOXO or the, I don't know, the lovey-dovey sign or, I don't know, some of you type each other 69. No, that's not love. People need emotional love. You know, Alzheimer's, we're going to be talking about Alzheimer's and how Alzheimer patients seem to have some sort of protection against cancer. And a lot of people don't realize that Alzheimer's patients, yeah, they may not be able to remember a lot of things. They may not be able to understand cognitively what's going on, but they do know love. They do know love. Their bodies know hugs. Their bodies know warmth. Their bodies know presence. So please, if you are not a very lovey-dovey emotional person, you know, then you could say it that way too. You could say, you know, look, I'm not really lovey-dovey, but I mean, I love you. And I'm not really good at expressing it. And if you could help me figure out how to express it more, I'd like to, but I need you to know that I love you. Oh my gosh, women will melt with that one. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, in breaking entertainment headlines, CBS has named Stephen Colbert as David Letterman's replacement, even though we've been talking about that. Oh, that's been a sure thing. Stephen Colbert, it's funny. I only really remember him from The Daily Show years ago. I haven't really been watching Comedy Central as much as I used to because I'm so busy, and now that there's Game of Thrones, which, oh my gosh, Game of Thrones, wow. And, you know, all the other television shows I watch, I haven't really been watching Comedy Central as much. But I remember Stephen Colbert. I also remember, oh my gosh, the guy from Evan Almighty, Stephen Carell, Steve Carell. When The Daily Show had those guys, it was absolutely phenomenal. I know The Daily Show is supposed to still be good, but I haven't watched it in years. But Stephen Colbert, good. I think his sister was running for Congress, and then I don't think she decided to continue. And, you know, so I think he's also gone to Congress himself. And Funny guy. I don't know how late night talk shows are still keeping people's entertainment. I don't know how medical talk radio is keeping people's attention span, to be honest. There's too many shows out there. But let me just switch. Going to Game of Thrones, there's been a lot of criticism of Game of Thrones lately because it is very, very adult, almost more than rated R adult. A lot of rape scenes, sex scenes, very bloody scenes, and I guess people are complaining that their kids can't watch with them. I have to admit, they are right. I mean, my son really wants to see Game of Thrones, and I can't let him anywhere near the TV because it's just, wow, somebody all of a sudden gets raped or somebody gets killed or something. It's a phenomenal show, and the reason why I think a lot of us like it is because, I'm mixing that up with Vikings. Vikings has a lot of rape. Also, but the Vikings kind of takes on some some true story back in history of the Vikings, and we'll talk about that later. But anyway, yeah, I think a lot of these shows out there that are big hits, you just can't let your kids see. So, people are complaining, but listen, all right, Game of Thrones usually comes on 9 o'clock at night. Your kids should be in bed. I understand Western, the Western part of the country, we could see these things at 6 p.m. Your kids on a Sunday should probably be doing their homework, getting ready for bed anyway. So just don't please mess with Game of Thrones. It's a very, very good show. I like it. Don't try to mess it up. I can't stand when everybody tries to make things politically correct or change things up. Okay, can we just see what the raw media? I don't even know what time frame Game of Thrones is. I don't see any smartphones used, so my guess is it's probably medieval. But it's oh my gosh, once they start to kind of do what they do, then doesn't make sense. Like, you know how cool it would have been, right? If, you know, you saw Superman after he kicks everybody's up to just open up and have a Miller, right? It's Miller time. See, to me, that is a lot more realistic than, oh, don't drink alcohol and fly. Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tilapia is worse for you than bacon, okay? What the heck is going on with that? So now, here's the thing with tilapia, okay? I guess tilapia, the reason why there's such an issue is because it's a farm-bred or farm-raised fish. The most common farm-raised fish are your salmon, your sea bass, catfish, cod, and, of course, tilapia. So some studies are finding that tilapia causes more, let's say, inflammation. Now, we know that inflammation leads to heart disease, arthritis, asthma, other types of issues. And so if you're going to tilapia to get your omega-3s, they're saying actually tilapia could be a little bit worse for inflammation, even worse than what you could be getting from bacon. Okay? They say scientists have found that the inflammatory potential of tilapia is far greater than that from pork, bacon, or hamburger. Now, mind you, you grilling bacon and charcoaling or blackening the burger on the grill, to me, that could be an issue. Okay, and that could be cancer-provoking, etc. I've never heard of anybody getting cancer from tilapia. They say farmed salmon may have at least 10 times the amount of cancer-causing organic pollutants. Come on. This is where, again, we got to really, really be careful and find out, is there any science behind this? 10 times the amount of carcinogens? What are they talking about here? They also talk about fish feed. A lot of fish feed, I guess, is taken from chicken poo-poo, livestock, etc. And many of the livestock are around heavy industrialized areas, picking up those pollutants and then that getting translated and transferred into the tilapia fish and then to you. So you see, so they're thinking the reason why they could be carcinogenic is because they're eating the feces out of from chicken that have pollutants, okay? They say farm bred fish have more concentrations of antibiotics and pesticides. I don't know. I can't really attest to this, but that's what they're saying. They say to keep them alive, farm owners give them antibiotics. The antibiotics help them stave off disease. Remember we talked about One of you had asked, you know, I don't understand. I thought the antibiotics actually fattened them up. The antibiotics don't particularly make somebody fat. Okay, if so, then nobody would ever want a Z-pack. What the antibiotics do is they stave off disease, so because a diseased animal is skinnier. A non-diseased animal that is living and is fruitful and multiplying is nice and big and sturdy and husky and burly. Okay, you got that? All right. They say farm-bred fish are also treated with pesticides that combat sea lice. I guess the pesticides used to treat these fish could possibly be deadly and have been found to kill wild salmon accidentally exposed to them. They say the farm-bred fish also have lower levels of healthy nutrients, less omega-3s than you could possibly see in your bacon. They say farm-raised fish have lower protein content. They are kept in cages, they say, so they have the tendency to be fattier. So they may have more omega-3s, okay, but or omega-6s, but not as much omega-3s. Now, the PVC plastic has also been circulating. They've been talking about the PVC, the dibutylin levels, all right? They say that this dibutylin level is 6 times higher in farm-raised mussels than wild ones. Well, I don't eat mussels. You don't eat mussels, so I don't really care about that. But for those of you that are mussel eaters, it supposedly is toxic. The dibutylin, they say it can impair immune function, could possibly cause a rise in asthma. Again, you know, don't quote me. These are things that we're getting right now. These are stories linked to stories on the internet, the media, and I can't verify any of that, but I'm just explaining to you why this media story of tilapia being less healthy than bacon is circulating. They're also concerned about the dioxin levels. The dioxin levels, they say, are at least 11 times higher in farm-bred salmon compared to wild salmon. All right, dioxin, obviously toxic. We've talked about dioxin. Half-life could be about 7 to 11 years, they say. Now, one report I got was out of drakes.com. Fox News has also reported this. Here's the thing, okay? The farmed animals is going to be something that's going to be scrutinized more and more and more as we want to control our food and, you know, control that industry. You're going to see a lot more people, you know, I guess scrutinized, okay, which is understandable. Wild salmon, I don't think tastes as good as the farm salmon. I like the salmon I get in a lot of restaurants that's cheap, that's kind of pink and bricky, etc. So a lot of us like the taste. A lot of us like that. But if they are, because you are messing with nature, putting these animals in a position that's not the most natural for them, remember what I said before, nature will bite us in the butt all the time. So, you know, should you eat bacon instead of tilapia? No. Okay, I don't want people scared to death and starting to eat more pork and beef instead of the fish. And I still think overall, if fish substitutes, you know, your meals for beef, I think overall you're doing good mixing it up. But I would say avoid chronic fish eating. All just do everything in moderation until we can figure this out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please definitely go to my website and check out the area to help kids fighting blood cancer. We need everybody to donate $5. If we could do $5 for a life from all my listeners, and I know you guys think there's only two people that listen, but honestly, we got a lot of you out there. If we could get all of you guys to donate just $5, we could really help these kids out, pay their medical bills, as well as help with research. So please, 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 please go to my website and check that out. All right. Okay, so a few things I want to talk about. The Fort Hood soldier, okay, all right, that had been on the base, okay, during the April 2nd shooting spree, all right, that I guess described that, okay, so here's what we're hearing. Some of you had asked me about the child that had gone on the stabbing spree yesterday, and there were some reports that he had said, I wanted to die. I looked it up. There's the Fort Hood soldier that I guess had claimed he had wanted to die, the one that had gone on the shooting spree last week. Oh, and, you know, and you look at this going, okay, we got the shootings, we got the stabbings, etc. But if both of these suspects, if both of them really went about this with a death wish, and we talked about this a couple days ago, where you have somebody that goes on a death wish and wants to take people with him. This is exactly the area we need to hone in on, we need to corner, and we need to address when we're looking at mental health, gun control, knife control, van, truck, Jeep control, etc. People want to, will take anything they want as and use it as a weapon. If somebody wants to go down and go down in history or go down and take people with them, okay, they will use the easiest and nearest weapon they have, which is why I keep saying gun control isn't the answer. The answer is figuring out what makes these people tick and why they want to take a whole bunch of innocent victims with them. So these reports that the stabber, the stabbing student didn't care, wanted to die, the Fort Hood shooter, they wanted to die. I'm hearing this a lot. I get kids that'll come in, dragged in with their parents, you know, I just want to die. Okay, what is going on? What is so bad about life right now? Back in the 80s, if somebody wanted to die, we blame drugs. Like, well, if somebody wanted to kill themselves, somebody wanted to die, it's because they were on drugs. But I tell you, a lot of these people, they're not on drugs. They're not on drugs when they're doing these crimes. Now, a lot of them may be off their drugs. Maybe they stop taking their drugs, which is a whole other issue, which we've talked about, how dangerous it is to be on antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications and then abruptly come off, be off of them because you ran out or you can't access your doctor or you can't afford them, etc. So that's a whole other issue. But the idea that it couldn't be us. These are people that do drugs. It's a whole different population of people. No. Okay? You know, and when you see a teenager that does that, you know, you start to wonder, could one of my kids' friends do that? Could one of my kids do that? You know, you always wonder. Now, of course, no. My kids would never do that. None of my kids' friends would never do that, etc. But this is what you're hearing about this kid in Pennsylvania. Well, he was a nice kid. Nice kid. Nice kids could definitely have a screw loose. Nice kids could just one day say, to heck with it, and I'm going to take people down with us. I can't urge schools enough, and to please hurry and get your acts together with this, and please start screening your kids. You guys need psychological evaluations ASAP. I keep saying this over and over again. Do some sort of a psychological stress test on these people, okay? Because a lot of them, if they're feeling good, they're like, oh, I'm great. I'm good. This is good. Love my life. No, I'm single, but I'm loving it. I'm great doing school. I'm goal-oriented. I'm awesome. They know exactly what to say. Teenagers are smart. They know exactly how to get through. And true, psychiatrists are smart and psychologists are smart. But a lot of us, we already know what to say. Like, for example, you know, if you want to avoid being marked as an alcoholic, you know exactly what not to say. You don't talk about drinking in the morning. You don't talk about how you get angry if somebody brings up your drinking. You don't talk about how you look forward to drinking. You don't talk about the amount. So a lot of people, I can't tell you, when I interview people and talk to them, oh, they know exactly how to answer it. You know, so then you have to ask the other types of questions. You know, when it comes to alcohol, go, I don't need to know how much, but I do want to know what's your favorite, you know? What do you like? Okay? Now, if they try to stammer and come up with something foo-foo-y, like a white wine spritzer or something, you know they're lying. You know, but if they go, oh, yeah, you know, straight whiskey straight up with a Jack Chaser, okay, you know, you could kind of get an idea that they are, and then you could slowly start to break them down. Well, same thing with kids. You know, how do you get a kid to open up to you and just start talking to you about, I mean, kids clam up. Well, it's difficult. Okay. So you have to, when you do approach a teenager, you need to actually talk about something completely unintimidating. Okay. Like talk to them about, I don't know, their video game, or talk to them about a movie they like, or something, and slowly talk about that, you know. And then I would probably start going into, you know, I get so gosh darn mad. Oh my gosh, I get mad when this happens. You know, I've worked up to this level, and all of a sudden some idiot does this or whatever. You know, how mad do you get? You know, and then you slowly start moving into that kind of stuff. Even though that was a little bit direct because I did that within 5 seconds. But, I mean, you're talking about working into these conversations after about an hour. These are things that have to be done. We spend all this time talking to kids about sex ed. We teach kids driver's ed. We teach kids the Constitution, which I agree with all of those. We need to, hands down. We should also be figuring out how to handle them, what we're looking at psychologically, and then teach them how to handle psychological stressors. You know, do we ever teach kids how to handle a breakup? When I got dumped or cheated on by boyfriends, or, you know, made fun of or bullied, did anybody ever tell us how to cope? No. What did I do? I grabbed Hostess. I grabbed some Tab or some Pepsi Light or some Diet Coke, Coca-Cola Classic, and I hid in my room with maybe some McDonald's, and I cried about it, okay? And then I got over it. You know, I read my teen magazine. But we don't really teach people how to deal with adversity. You know, one of my kids was talking to me about, you know, well, I don't know if I have any goals. Well, then that's a very important thing, okay? Maybe we need to teach kids about goals. Maybe these kids don't really have any goals because their whole sense of goals is warped. Like, for example, for those of us that play Candy Crush, after you finish playing Candy Crush for 20 minutes, don't you really feel devoid going, what the heck am I doing? I'm getting all excited that I made a certain level, and then when I didn't make a certain level, I'm getting all depressed about that. You know, look at what our reality is now. We're goal-oriented based on a video game. Am I the only person that finds something wrong with that? No wonder you have people that say, oh, to heck with this, I'm done with this world. I'm not saying a game like Candy Crush would do that, but you don't have kids working in the farm, seeing the fruits of their labor the next season. You don't see them milking the cow or nursing the cow, and the cow ends up having a baby, them taking care of the calf and the calf growing up. You don't see that much. You don't see people invested in what they're doing. You only see people get quick gratification on these games. And I think it's a huge detriment to kids and adult psychology. Okay, you don't have goals. You're sitting there playing video games. You're sitting there playing phone games. What the hell is wrong with you? Why don't you have a goal? Well, I'm not really bored. One of the reasons why you have a goal is because you don't like being bored. Okay, and it fascinates you and it keeps your mind busy that you're trying to reach a goal. Well, if you don't want to reach that goal because you really want to get back to your video game, you're never going to hit that goal, and you're never going to think that goal is attainable. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but these are the things we need to tap in on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.